Legends 92.9 now brings you
Lyrics and Legends
with your host, Gary Ware.
The program is Lyrics and Legends. We're in Amarillo, Texas today, and we've been looking forward to coming up and doing some stuff up here. We've had a couple of interviews in town before, and today we've got in the back of Bob Lowell's art studio, Tennessee Tuckness.
Yeah.
You want me to call you T, Tennessee, or?
I've been called everything. T just kind of was that easy, you know, okay. Easy name for people to say, because Tennessee, too long. My dad called me Tennis Shoe.
Tennis Shoe, all right.
Or Tenny. Or tennis, but yeah, T is fine. Yeah, Tennessee was such a long name that when I remember when I was in first grade trying to write my name on my Big Chief tablet, it took the whole entire line. So
I did that, and I've got four letters. So I was a slow learner, but anyway, we're looking forward to visiting with you and learning about you and your music. And aww. I gotta start out with
thanks for having me.
I'm a child of the 60s, so I remember this TV show back in the day, Toogie Time. Are you related to Toogie Tuckness
at
all? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he's my dad.
All right.
Yeah, and I was so young, and I just thought, my thought was like, oh my gosh, my dad's a movie star. And it was so far from a movie star, but that in my mind, that's what I thought when I was, you know, 7 years old, however young I was at the time. But
that's
it was pretty exciting. So
we've known Toogie for a while and bought some motorcycles off of him.
Yeah.
My son actually worked with him at trips. That's another story for another show. We'll
yeah.
say that. But anyway, he's a
staple, I think, in the city
yeah.
of Amarillo.
I always enjoy visiting with him. So did he, his experience get you interested in music, or is that something that came?
Maybe in its own way, I think so. But it was, I think, really my mom. She had a gift store called the Matchbox way back when, and she did a lot of bartering. And so a guy came in with a little 52 Martin, and so she brought it home and said, "Here, I think you,
oh my gosh.
I think you need to start learning how to play guitar." And so that's kind of how it all started.
So a 1952 Martin, is that thing still in the family?
It's still in the family.
That's cool.
Yeah, I have to take really good care of it.
So we had a voice in the background helping you remember the year. You want to talk about that guy?
Yeah, he's my right foot for sure.
I was impressed when you came in because you had your own roadie.
So. I know. He is such a great helper. My husband, Donnie, we've been married 25 years, and he's a great support system. He's exactly what I need to keep my head above water and to help me just kind of manage me,
right.
Because I am my worst manager. So he's a lot of help.
So talk about when you really got serious about playing, and maybe the first time you were able to perform and do something in front of a live audience.
Yeah, I want to say, I was 14 when I got my first guitar, my little Martin. And then I took some lessons. It's self-taught. But I don't remember what age I was, but I was very young, going into bars underage.
Right.
And I was literally pushed on stage to perform. You know, I had my heels dug in, and I'm like, I'm not going. And I was literally pushed out on stage for my first performance. And I think that's...
Who was behind that? Was it...
I don't remember. It was a place called the Pendulum back in the day. It was a house that was converted into a little pub. But I don't quite remember who that was, but that was very nerve-wracking. And I think for any performer, once you get past that part, that stage, you're well on your way, I think. I still get very nervous when I perform, but it was that very first push.
I know we're going back a ways, but do you remember what the first song you...
One of the very first songs was Wayfaring Stranger.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Emmylou Harris.
Yeah.
I loved her, and just she was between her and I think Stevie Nicks were my and Bonnie Raitt were right. probably my three influences.
So have you got that song in the wheelhouse still, or have you?
it's been a while. I perform it at just, you know, if it's requested, and I have to be prepared to perform okay. that.
But we won't put you on this one.
Wayfaring stranger. But it's just such a classic song.
It is. It's been covered by
many people.
Many people, yeah.
Yeah, I've learned that just. But Emmylou, and I remember she came to Amarillo way back in the day when she still had long brown hair.
Right.
And performed, it was at a small venue years ago, but I made it a point to go see her for sure.
Well, now we've kind of wetted everybody's whistle, so we want to hear a song. I think we want to do something off you. Your first CD was one titled "I Am Not Forsaken," so we want to listen mm-hmm. to something off of that. What do you want to do that title song?
Yeah, we can do that title song. I still do that song today. This "I'm Not Forsaken" came out in the mid '90s, so it was. It was a project for sure, and it was a full-scaled studio recording. So all the musicians that played on it were, you know, friends of mine still today, but they're all just great, great musicians. So, but yeah, we can definitely, I'll definitely perform the "I'm Not Forsaken." I'm gazing into your eyes again. I am. No one but you looking back at me in the picture. Yellow, blue, and red, these are the colors. Ooh, they're in my head. And even the darkness of the night, for you are the light. You are the light. And you are the light of my death. You are the light of my memories, and you are the light of these chances I have taken. I am not forsaken. Nobody can tell. We'll need water, water from the well. The distance that we run in the sun, holding hands, just you and I. Yellow, blue, and red. These are the colors, ooh, they're in my head. And even the darkness of the night, for you are the light, you are.
are the light of these chances I have taken. I am not forsaken. I am not forsaken. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Do-do-do-do-do-do-da-ba-ba-ba.
The program is Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with us, I say studio, we're in the back of an art gallery in Amarillo today. This is awesome.
It is.
I want to thank Croc Bob Lowell for letting us come use his studio here on Old Sixth San Jacinto in Amarillo, Texas. In the studio with me is Tennessee Tuckness. That song, that was awesome.
Thank you.
I really love that. So talk a little bit about that song. Where did you...
Thank you so much. I don't know. I can imagine or agree with me that, or may not agree with me, but that song is written with my husband in mind. So, we all take chances too, and you know, chances in our lifetime, some good, not so good sometimes. But I really lucked out when I met my husband. So he kind of saved me in many ways. And so that's kind of where the title, I'm Not Forsaken, derives from. So,
okay. What a great song. That's all. Yeah. Your first CD, and that's the title cut from that CD.
It is.
When did you do this one? I'm Not Forsaken.
We recorded that here in Amarillo with Carlos Casa, wonderful guy. This CD, I don't have any more of them. They're out of print. So
Donnie gave me this, and he said, you can't have that.
I know. What I want to do, my plan, is to take some of those songs and re-record them in a more modern, you know, in today's, you know, sense of the word. I do. That's my plan, is to take at least two of those songs and re-record them.
Yeah. I know for me, I'm a big fan of a lot of different kind of music, but I think when it gets down to just a voice and acoustic guitar, that's really where I'm like, yeah, that's it. So.
I feel the same way. And I don't know. My music is really hard to put into a genre. It's, you know, because people always ask, what kind of music do you play? And it's kind of a mix. I always say it's just a mix of a little folk, folk rock, folk country. I love the blues. I have a brand new song that I need to record. I have about six new songs that I need to record, and one of them is a real bluesy tune. It's a great song. But anyway, that's just kind of the influences of growing up. This the music that I grew up on.
Sure.
Yeah. That's what kind of sets that into your. Into your mindset, so to speak.
Catch everybody up where we're at. If you've just tuned in, we're in Amarillo with Tennessee Tuckness, T, visiting about a little bit of her music career. The song we just heard was I'm Not Forsaken, and we've got some more stuff we want to do here. Your second CD, is it Little Feet?
It's Little Feet, yes.
All right.
And the idea of Little Feet, the band Little Feet was really, I loved that band. But Little Feet, I had two young daughters at the time. Well, still have daughters, but they were little. And so the Little Feet, it was the process of recording these songs with my two little ones, being a young mother and being very busy. So that was the idea of the title of that CD was Little Feet, because it was a feet in getting it done. So I had to put my two girls, their little feet is on the cover of that CD. So
okay, and now is this still in circulation?
Yeah, it is in circulation. I have a few boxes of those CDs left. So
okay, at the end of the program, we do a Department of Shameless Plugs where you can tell people where they can get your stuff, but we'll save that for the end.
Okay, yeah.
So if we were to pick one off of Little Feet, would you have maybe a favorite off here you want to feature?
I think so. We Fly is on the CD, and we did a show. It was Randy Toupin is a huge staple in this town too, as far as music. He had a music store, Randy's Music, way back in the day.
I met him. Yeah, I've met Randy.
Super, super guy. And so we did a show for him. And this is a song that's we recorded live. And I was so proud. It just turned out, it's just acoustic and me, and it turned out really well. And so this, the live version can be found on iTunes. That's one of my favorites. And then there's a song, Soul Searching, which it's been a while since I've played that one, but and She Don't Care is a great audience pleaser. She Don't Care, I wrote it for a woman that I had met. We had a conversation, a 5-minute conversation, and I'd never just met her on the spot, and it inspired this song, She Don't Care.
All right.
So we
had such a good lead in to that song, we probably should do that.
Yeah, we should do that one, yeah. Yeah, we'll do that one for sure.
She's all dressed up, she's got no place to go. She's got ants in her pants and she's ready to roll anywhere. I said anywhere. Well, she's a kid again, she's got plenty of friends. She's the life of the party with her old buddy Marty. Anywhere, I said anywhere. She loves to dance, a good swing or a chance to sing her favorite song, that old singing machine. Anywhere, I said anywhere. She don't care what you think about her, I said she don't care. As long as you don't get hurt, I said she don't care. Well, she's got red hair and her name's Loretta. She don't care what you think about her. Oh, she don't care what you think about her. She loves garlic and onions, it don't matter to her. You give her red meat or potatoes, give her all of the works. Anywhere, I said anywhere. I said anywhere. She's got a mean tattoo just for the flair, and oh how the folks stare, 'cause the placement is rare. But you know what? She don't care. No, no, she don't care. She don't care what you think about her. I said she don't care, as long as you don't get hurt. I said she don't care, but she's got red hair and her name's Loretta. She don't care what you think about her. Ooh, what you think about her. She don't care. She struts with a beat. She's got 4-inch platform strapped to her feet. She'll go anywhere. She'll go anywhere. She says a rockin' and rollin' and a hoochie cool. Slippin' and a slidin', oh, that's cool too. She'll go with you. Yeah, she'll go with you. She don't care what you think about her. I said she don't care, as long as you don't get hurt. I said she don't care. Well, she's got red hair and her name's Loretta, and she don't care what you think about her. She don't care. She don't care. What you think about her.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends. We're in Amarillo visiting with T. Tucknesson, just enjoying this. This is a ton of fun. I want to get this We Fly. We're going to do it off of the live cut.
Yeah.
And so we're going to take a minute and we're going to listen to it, and then we'll be back right after this.
That sounds great.
Black. Could you please show me how to adore you a little more and grasp what we're here for? But I know that you're mine and you're my backbone. Every time I begin to lose ground and then the rain comes down. 'Cause we go through life like an enormous wind.
Well, the song we just listened to was We Fly, and in the studio with us is Chi Chuckness. We're in Amarillo, actually, on 6th Street down in the old San Jacinto area, and glad you are in here with us today. We've enjoyed this so
far.
Thank you
so much.
We've got a little bit more to go, and we've made it through your first two CDs and got to learn a little bit about you and your music. So you told me you kind of got pushed out on stage when you were 14 or so,
mm-hmm.
and so where did it kind of go from there? Did you just play the Amarillo bar scene, or?
I did a lot of just, you know, sitting in my room, learning and covering songs, you know, covering the Emmylou Harris, Stevie Nicks, Bonnie Raitt. And then it was later that I really began to start writing my own stuff. I moved to Denton, Texas to go to school, and I played a lot in that area. And I was just telling this story last night. I was a waitress at a restaurant in Denton, and so we had live music. And so when I wasn't waiting tables, I would take my apron off and go on stage and play a Stevie Nicks song. But people just, you know, I had really good response, and people were like, "God, you sound so much like Stevie Nicks." And it was kind of that point where I thought, you know, I need to really get out on my own and start writing my own lyrics and playing my own music instead of playing other, you know.
Yeah, so you got ahead of me. You stole my question. So I was going to ask you at what point you kind of transitioned from doing covers to doing your own stuff.
I did. Yeah, and I want to say it was probably the mid 80s when I bought my notebook and just started writing lyrics. And one of the very first songs that I wrote and had recorded, I was living in California at the time, and it was a song called You Mystify Me. And the band loves, my band that I play with now, they love to play that song. But I think when I wrote this song, I felt like I was so green still, and it was just such a, you know, simplistic song that I don't really like to play it, but that was one of my first songs that I recorded. It was called You Mystify Me.
So you went from Denton to California?
I did.
What was the step there? What led you to California?
Well, I had met a guy, so this was pre-Donnie. And I met a guy. He was, we went to a show, my friends and I went to a show in Dallas and saw Joe Walsh. He was performing.
Okay.
And so it was just, I don't know how, but we met his manager. His name was Kevin. And so I fell in love and moved to California, to Los Angeles. It was actually Torrance. It's in Los Angeles County. And moved out there for about 5 years. And I played, continued my music out there and continued to write and play. And then I came back to Amarillo.
Okay.
And I want to say in the early 90s, yeah. So it was the 80s that I was in Denton, mid-80s.
So did you have the big 80s hair?
I did. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh,
can we pull some pictures off?
There is one in circulation, and it was, there were four of us girls living in a house on Congress Street in Denton, and it was the coolest house, and the four of us girls just, it was the time of my life. I mean, we just had so much fun and a lot of music, and actually one of my dear friends, Fiona, and we're still very good friends to this day, she looked very much like Stevie Nicks. And it was just, it was kind of crazy. And she was a huge Stevie Nicks fan, but we had a lot of good times in that house. A lot of good times.
All right. Well, we've gone through a couple of CDs. Your next project, it's called November Road. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, November Road came out in about 2005. I believe, but I recorded it with some friends of mine, Mark Durham, Johnny Holston, also known AKA Johnny Reverb, wonderful musicians in this town, in this city. And so they were behind me on it. So we did a lot of collaborating, and they helped me a lot with arrangements of the songs.
So let's give a shout out to those guys. I know Mark and Johnny, I think, were pretty instrumental in the tribute to Blues Boy Willie that just took place a month or so ago.
And, yes.
What a great thing. I think it's so nice when, especially you local guys here, come together and help out somebody like a legend like Blues Boy Willie that's played, you know, I guess he's the king of the... The honky tonk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. And I've known Willie for a few years now, and I absolutely adore him. And I just, the tribute for him was just, I told my husband, I said it was just one of the coolest.
It was. That was a lot of fun.
Live music shows I've ever done. I mean, just the wide array of musicians that were in there, and we were all just, you know, brothers and sisters, you know, of our peers, you know. It was just great. And some of the people, musicians, I did not know. A lot of them I did know, but it just was such a testament of the musicians in our city, in our great city of Amarillo.
Yeah. I think it was, to me, what impressed me so much is everybody came together on a Sunday afternoon, and I know how musicians are, you know, somewhat, but for everybody to put everything down, take time to go help out somebody like that, and Mark and Johnny, and I'm not going to try to, I don't know who all was involved in putting that together, but...
I believe that Mark was probably the nucleus.
Yeah.
Of the whole thing, but yeah, just the love that and his support of just putting it all together was huge.
It was
to getting a hold of all the musicians, but I was very honored to be a part of that.
So Mark and Johnny were pretty instrumental in November Road.
They were, yes. Right. There's a song on there, Mama Said. And Mark was a contributor in just the arrangement of Mama Said, and the song actually won a spot on this compilation, so which was really cool. So the sound is great, the production of it is great, I think, and it's a song that I'm very proud of. So
what do you want to play it, or should we play it off the CD?
Ooh, I think we should. I think both, because when I play it solo, I just have little differently.
All right, let's do that.
But the full band sound is a full production, and it's really great. The guys are singing harmony on it, and they're all adding their own instrumentation to it. So, I think both for sure. This song, Mama Said, I wrote with my mom in mind. She raised five kids, and I always wondered how in the world, you know, she ever did that. You know, she was a business owner, and And she was very busy, but, you know, my siblings, we just kind of depended on each other, I think, a lot,
too. So where do you fall in the order?
I'm the middle child.
Oh, the middle child. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why you had to become a musician, because you got ignored all through your adolescence.
I needed some attention. Yeah, and all of our names started with a T. But the song is my mom. It's for my mom. But it's also a way of where I wanted to break away. I was ready to break away and be on my own and play music and play some gigs and having my mom's support, doing that.
So. Funny story, I'm also from a family of five, but I'm the baby, so we always had the funnest time giving my mom a hard time, because everybody in my family had like 10 pictures with Santa Claus until it got to me, and there was like one, and it was like, we're so done with doing this. That's the baby, the baby of the family story there. But we want to listen to Mama Said, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes.
All right. I got a little situation. I need to talk to the man above. I want to be a good girl, but I also want to have a little fun. My mama said, my mama said, my mama said you gotta do some chores around the house. I said, mama, please, mama, wanna go downtown. Mama, don't you know I love you more than anything in this world. She says, take your little brother, take your little sister, gotta go to the store, feel mama and more. Mama, don't you know I love you more than anything in this world. I said, mama, don't you know I wanna be a rock and roll. Well, you can call me crazy, but I sure ain't lazy. Besides, I ain't got nothing but time. I wanna grab my guitar, I wanna be a big star. I'm in this particular frame of mind. I said, mama, don't you know I love you more than anything in this world. I said, mama, don't you know I wanna be a rock and roll. Ba-da-da-da. She says, go play your gigs, go dream big. Live for today, for tomorrow. If your journey's guided by your soul, you'll be happy wherever you go. She says, go, go be rock and roll. Mama says, go, go be rock and roll. This particular
The program's Lyrics and Legends. This is a ton of fun. I have fun every time I do this. I was like, this has got to be the best one. It's more fun, and this one's turning out the same way.
I hope so. We are
having fun in Amarillo with T. Tuckness, and we're getting to hear a lot of your music and kind of taking a journey through your CDs.
Yeah. It's so enjoyable for me as well, because I don't really, you know, talk about the CDs very often, and so it's a reminder, you know, of just, you know, because the CDs are something I can, you know, I can leave behind, and it'll be something, you know, as a memory that will not, you know, be washed away or forgotten.
Right.
So kind of like when you write a book, you know.
Right.
A book,
yeah,
is
a really good friend
of
mine back home.
Or just paint a picture.
Yeah, paint a picture. But, just did the same thing with kind of the same thought. It's like, you know, wherever this goes, you know, it's going to be something for my family that they'll always have. So,
yes, yeah.
A lot of fun. Plus, I mean, there's a lot of people that are going to be affected by that for a long time. So,
yeah.
You've got one other one that's probably your newest.
It's an EP.
All right. Plays and Sings Real Loud. That's a great catchy title.
Yeah, because I do. I sometimes have to you really watch it when I'm playing, and just the microphone. You really have to learn to work the microphone. And so if I'm, I do kind of have some strong lungs and can belt it out. And so I have to learn to like hold it back a little bit. But the song is, or the title is in the song titled Dare, that is on this EP. And the song Dare is, it's about my son and I both being singers and playing on stage, and how hopefully he's learned some of that from me. So, you know, it kind of runs in the family a little bit.
Right, so you've got two daughters. And
we actually have five kids together too. So yes, we have four daughters and a son. So.
All right. We don't want to leave any of them. I know you're
no.
No, they're all important.
They're very, very important. Yes.
You talked
very
about your
blessed son
as a musician, and he's touring. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. It's Travis Warren, and he's from Amarillo. He was actually born in Colorado, but his hometown is Amarillo, and he moved off to California when he was 17, and he's been out in California ever since. He's just recently turned 38 years old, so he's been out in California for a large part of his life, but he's always been, he's an amazing songwriter, and he is the lead singer for Blind Melon, and they're booking right now all over for the year 2019, and they just booked festival in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. With Dave Matthews and the Lumineers.
Oh, wow.
So in September, so I'm thinking we need to make a road trip of that,
Donnie,
of that
gotta,
show for sure.
Yeah.
but he does a lot of side projects as well, and he and I he's a big inspiration for me too, and a motivator to continue, you know, playing and writing music. I count on him a lot, but he's also recorded some of my stuff, and there's a song on my latest EP called One More Day, and we actually recorded it in his studio out in California, and he was very important as far as some of the arrangements that we did on that song, which is a beautiful song too. But we have performed on stage together.
Oh,
and have sang together, and so the song Dare just kind of reflects that.
All right.
All of that.
Well, let's listen to Dare, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Yeah, let's do
all
that
right.
One. I got my first guitar when I was 14. My mama would say, play from your heart, always dare to dream. I learned a lot of songs I heard on the radio. I played them for a crowd anywhere from 10 to 0. And I sang and I played
sing real loud, I still sing this day. And I dare to dream you right here, right now. I carried the tune a little further than I knew. Stories on the colored canvas grew. I had a son he greased into the same. He learned to play guitar at an early age, and he sang, and he played, and he sang real loud.
Programs, lyrics, and legends. We have, I think you're about our 47th program.
Really?
Yeah. And T. Tuckness is with us today, and we have traveled to Amarillo to visit with her about her music, and we have just had a blast. But the problem that we have on every one of these is we end up running out of time. So
I know. You could just, and time goes by so fast.
I know, and we
it?
Have enjoyed everything you've done so far. And we have a special feature on Lyrics and Legends called Department of Shameless Plugs. So you get to tell people where to go to find out where you're playing, where to go to pick up CDs or T-shirts or whatever it is that you
absolutely. The shameless plug. Let's see.
We need to get Donnie over here to do this.
I know. Really, I'm my worst manager ever, but I do have a Facebook page, T. Tuckness, and that's really where I post when I'm playing. And if anyone, you know, would like a CD, just shoot me a message, and I will be more than happy to, you know, put it in the mail, send it, whatever, deliver.
Have you ever played in Shamrock, Texas?
I have. My friend Jenny. Do you know Jennifer?
We know
that
her.
Has the record store.
Isn't that the coolest place?
It is the coolest place. So when she was first opening up, we played her open house. Had a ball.
Yeah.
And so I always think, you know, I want to just drive to Shamrock one afternoon and hang out, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you do, you've got to come to the radio station and visit us too.
I know. I just think that's so cool. That
so we've got a banner back there that we get people to sign that we interview, and I won't have that until you come visit us.
We'll just
there.
Have to make a point to do that on a Saturday afternoon.
Well, thank you so much for coming and visiting with us. I really hate to end this, but it's, you know, he only gives me so much time on the
I
radio.
Understand. Yeah, I totally get it. And I just thank you so much for giving me the opportunity and allowing me to be on your show.
All right. So everybody, if you're in Amarillo or Shamrock or wherever, come out and support live local music.
Absolutely, live music.
And thanks, Donnie, for setting up, carrying the guitar, making sure everything plugged in and worked. We appreciate everything you do. Thanks, T, for coming in and
setting in with us.
Look forward
so much.
To visiting with you again real soon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
This has been another edition of
Lyrics and Legends
with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time, here on Legends 92.9.